Hopefully the connection is good. I don't know, it's sometimes I'll be having bad connections with people.
So tell me more about yourself, Jesse.
Well, I'm from Texas.
Oh
I
my God.
studied,
Texas?
yeah.
It's crazy. That must be a sign that I need to move to Texas because there's been so much that's like Texas been popping up like every day.
Hey, man, it's a big state, man. We got some crazy people here.
Yes.
Man,
How's the weather there?
it's freaking hot. We need some rain. That's the bad thing about Texas over here. I mean, it gets very humid, it gets very hot, and there's little rain. Very little rain.
Oh my gosh, Georgia. I live in Georgia, sadly, and the weather here is bipolar, so you never know what to expect. It could be raining in the morning and then in the afternoon it's hot. Like,
Like you
you
put
got
like
to
a
change your whole outfit.
you put an umbrella, some shorts, flops in your backpack. Just
Just in
hope
case.
to God.
You never know what kind of day you're gonna have.
That's a plus though. I mean,
Yeah.
so the weather person is always wrong over
Honestly.
there. You say it rains tomorrow, but it actually snows down there or something. That is
Get
freaking
snow, which is
crazy.
so sad. I love snow. I'm from Jersey, but I live in Georgia, and we get like no snow down here. Like
Y'all get no.
when you get snow, everybody loses their minds. Like, oh my gosh, there's snow.
Well, it they be
What?
Snapchatting
I'm not gonna lie. You know, I got a few pictures in the snow or whatever. But I wasn't
pictures.
over exaggerating it like everybody else.
Like in Texas, it snows like every single blue moon, whatever. Like it's not supposed to snow down here.
Yeah.
Just like you said, people are doing the same thing. One of my associates that I went to high school with, he saved some of the snow and he's been keeping it for the past 3 years inside this little container thing that he got. So, I'm like, bro, it's just snow, man.
My brother, he used to like literally save snowballs in the deep freezer. So we have frozen ice balls at the
That
those
is
weapons
freaking.
now. Like they've been long.
He's waiting for the correct moment to knock somebody out.
Right? Just I'm about to go to the freezer real quick. I'll be back.
Y'all start arguing. He starts saying, "Hey man, give me 5 seconds, because I'll be right back."
Right? He come back with a sock and a thing of ice.
What is that, bro?
Like,
Well, I mean, people are crazy like that, man.
so how old are you?
I am about to be 23 this year.
What?
Freaking time is going by fast. Let
I'm
me say
only
that.
20. I just turned 20 in January.
You better make the most out of every moment. These freaking years be going by fast the older you get.
Yes.
Let me say that. 1 minute I blinked, I was 18. Now I was 21. Yay, I get to drink. Now I'm about to be 23. I'm like, Lord, man, like somebody slow down the time.
So I
So that's why.
what made you want to do podcasts? Because today I actually did my first podcast. So like I've always wanted to do this and I finally set
Oh.
it up.
Oh, well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
One of the main reasons that I decided to do podcasting, number one, I wanted to get over the feeling of being scared to be open.
Yeah.
A lot of that's like a stigma in today's society to where people want to plant a delusion like everything is perfect in their life. So you look on Facebook, you look on Snapchat, people don't talk about the bad times. They only just talk about the good times, as if, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
But my podcast, I want to talk about the good and the bad, because their life is it's a balance. You have good things, you have bad things, and I really feel like I can be that voice to where people might they might learn some things, they might see things a different way, and
Yeah.
it just get it helps the both of us for the most part, and it teaches people life lessons, and it's okay to vent some bad things that happened in your life. It
Yeah.
might give somebody something like to where like they can relate to it actually.
Some people are just scared to vent how they feel because some people don't make them feel comfortable enough to do that, you know? They make them feel bad
Yeah.
for expressing themselves. Like, you know, you don't have to cry all the time. But sometimes you have to cry to get over something. You have to let it out because you have it built in
Yeah.
for so long.
Agreed. And like I started doing it with my Snapchat. Like I started doing that. People and like the people who don't do it, they were like, "Hey, bro, like I like your Snapchat, man. Like that was good that you put that out there, man. I mean, you taught me a few things, man. I wish I can be that type of. I wish I can have that same type of confidence that you got."
Yeah.
So I mean, that's a plus, man. I mean, that's what I try to do. I try to be as crazy as I can possibly be because I don't want to be average.
Yeah, definitely. That's probably another reason why I did my podcast, like started it up. I want to get my voice more heard. Like I have so much I want to talk about, like different topics, like stuff that's really going on in the world that nobody's really talking about. You have all these who only discuss things that aren't even important, like who's pregnant, like Kylie Jenner, but we have people dying in the world every day. People are talking, exactly, you know, and people aren't talking about those things.
Exactly. And then when we bear down to it, like when you become open, you do, I mean, you first started off, at least for me, I did kind of feel a little bit of shame because you're like, okay, people might not accept what I'm saying.
But then yeah, I definitely felt that. I definitely got that shame. I feel like everybody thinks what I'm saying is important, but now it's like, no, y'all gonna hear what I got to say, like, because I'm right.
Heck yeah. And then I thought about like, man, I've been out of high school for 4 years. Yeah. Life is pretty much like high school. It's where, like, people are just temporarily now, like, why should you care? Like,
yeah.
10 or 20 years now, like, all the embarrassment that you did, whatever, it's like, you might feel shame. It's not going to matter. The only thing that's going to matter is, what did you do? How did you impact people? I mean,
I really hope I impact a lot of people with this podcast. Like, I feel like people are so brainwashed. Like, I just want to help them be unbrainwashed and woke. Like, they need to wake up and realize what's going on around them. Like, it's just too much going on in the world, and people aren't even paying attention.
No, they're not. They're just, like, people become robots.
Yes.
And they become so used to just wanting to find acceptance within other people to where they lose their own voice.
Yeah.
And that's what I try to do with everything that I do. Like, whether I'm going to the club or whatever, I try to make sure that I maintain my own vibe and my own energy.
Definitely.
To where it sets me apart from the group. A lot of people need to think about that. A lot of people need to think like that.
Yeah.
And that's how the world can be changed. And that's the main thing I do with my podcast in terms of that. I try to go against all stereotypes.
Definitely.
It's a lot of, just like you said, there's a lot of things about the world to where, like, I really disagree with. And I feel like more people should talk about it instead of just going with the flow.
It's like, even if they do talk about it, they bring it up for like 5 minutes. They're mad about it for 5 minutes. And then after that, it's like, oh, okay, next.
Back to the, back to the old ways.
Even when, like, people are dying, like the whole Kanika situation and all these shootings, like they talk about it for a minute and then it's just, okay, that happened a long time ago. And really, no, it just really still just happened and you don't even realize.
Yeah, I get that a lot with people. They're like, oh man, that's just the past. Let's focus on something different. No, man. Like, yeah, keep on talking about the past until something major happens.
We keep dusting everything under the rug. That's why everything's built up. We need to start talking about everything, getting everything out in the open. Like, there's just so many discussions that have to be made.
One of the things that I've talked to with my friends, some of my friends are guys, right?
Yeah.
They'll brag about how many women they mess with, but then I started thinking about realistically. I'm looking at my city, like, look at the STD rate within my city.
When I bring
that up, these people get pissed off at me. They're like, bro, we ain't trying to talk about that right now, boy. Like, we ain't trying to talk about that. I'm like, why?
That's not, a part of the topic. That's a part of the discussion.
I mean, you can't tell me you mess with 15 different people and you don't know that well. You tell me you ain't got one STD yet, boy. You look at like my city, like it's a small city in Texas. Our STD rate is like 75-80%. So I know the facts.
Dang.
Y'all up here bragging about it. I know the ratio. But that's the sad thing about people, where they just quick to brag about something, but you ain't about to talk about what happens behind closed doors, though, bro. You ain't trying to talk. You ain't trying to talk about that, though. But that's people. That's people for you, though, and that's why you developed that thing to where, like, hey, I need to create me a podcast because maybe there are more people that think like me.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm so glad that I met you, like, on here, and that's amazing to know that there's other people out there who think the same or even have the same views on certain topics as me.
Exactly, man. It's hard to find that nowadays.
Very.
Like you said, just like, there's just robotic.
Yeah, so we know there's a few of us out here who are waking up, who've been woke, you know?
Yeah, it's been woke, but you just gotta constantly remember that. I mean, if I go back to my job, if I go back to my thing, you won't encounter those same people who are like, oh my gosh, I'm losing hope in humanity right now. These people are crazy. But yeah, it's always good to just maintain that mindset, like, Definitely. Okay, these people, they're that way, but there's some people out there that's way. It's just hard to find. You probably only meet them on the internet.
Yeah. But I'm about to go ahead and get off of here, though.
Okay, well, it was a good talk.
It was nice.
I'm glad I met you.
Hopefully we talk again.
I mean, you take it easy.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, usually on my podcast, I like to talk about, like, stuff that's going on in the world that people don't really give a lot of media attention
to. So, like, for example?
Well, besides the obvious school shootings that we hear about, there have been over 300 school shootings since Sandy Hook occurred. But most
of them don't
get any media attention at all.
So, like, I'm not from America, all right? So, like, from an outsider, I feel like these things, these shootings, they're like starting to lose focus because it's being so common that people don't even realize it. Like, it happens a week before and people don't have anything to say later. Like, is it the same with you?
What'd you say?
Is it the same with you, like, people who are actually in America?
Like, what, about the school shooting, and then, like, it's no more talking about it? Yeah, I feel like a lot of people do that here. For me, that's probably why I really started my podcast, because I want to keep talking about these things. People talk about it one day, and they move on from it. Here,
I feel you.
Yeah. There's a lot here that could be different, that could be changed, and I'm only one person, but I'm trying my best to, like, change as much as I can while I'm still here.
Of course. Like, did you, speaking of your cause of starting a podcast, did you see the video by Childish Gambino? This is America.
I did, and I love that video.
That was like a whole new form of art to me, you know. It was totally foreign, and also it carried its point across so well.
Yeah, I feel like if people didn't get what it meant, then they're just not woke, and they just really don't understand what's going on around them, because
exactly,
like, it got to the point of, like, you know, what it's meant for, what the video stands
for. Like, every time I saw that video, I saw something different, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there was always something that I was missing. So, like, I had to see it over and over. And, like, I understood the point at first, but there was so much more to it.
Yeah. You got to really watch it over and over. I think the problem with people here in America, like, we see these videos that people do, like, or when they talk about something that's serious, and they make jokes of it. Like, I see the memes they make about the This Is America video, and, you know, that's funny. You know, that's a very serious topic, and that's exactly why he made the video, because they sit here and joke about everything when there are people dying. There was just a school shooting yesterday in Texas.
Yeah, see, that's the point, though. Like, people are so desensitized these days, you know?
Yeah.
It has become so common. Like, people can't actually joke about it, so we really need to question.
You know, I actually had a conversation with this guy last night, and we were talking about, like, different issues, and what he said basically was that he really doesn't even, like, care what's going on in the world, because it doesn't really pertain to him. But that's not true. You cannot think that way, because years from now, we're going to have to raise our children here and so forth and so forth.
Uh-huh.
So I don't understand how people can think that way, like, oh, what's going on in the world, it don't have nothing to do with me. Because that could be you. That could have been your family. That could have been someone you love.
Exactly. You know, I used to have that mindset before, you know, like a couple of years before, like at a point that I was indifferent to everything because it did not affect me.
Yeah.
But then you really have to think, though, like humanity as a whole has always moved along due to its ability to work together and stay together. Yeah. So if one of the chain is affected, then you are affected as well.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like a united front that's moving along.
So, if you don't mind asking, where are you located? Like, you live in another country?
Yep, like, I'm from Nepal. Have you heard of it?
What? I've never heard of it, actually.
For real? Have you heard of Mount Everest?
Okay, yeah, I've heard of Mount Everest.
So, that's in my country. That's usually how I have to introduce my country.
Okay. That's great. This year will be my first time. For this year, I will go to Canada for the first time.
Canada. I'm
supposed to go to Jamaica because my dad's Jamaican.
Uh-huh.
He was living...
Well, so, like... So, Jamaica. So, like, you have a rich, you know, background.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
What up? What's happened?
It was an ant, but okay, from someone looking on the outside in, because I'm pretty sure, like, you know, people from different countries see the news, what's going on in America. What do you feel like is a huge problem here, and what do you feel like can be changed?
I guess a huge problem, I guess, has to be the prejudice that the people keep there, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I think a lot of people have their mindset on some vision they have about America, and it's not the case. Like, people from outside look at America as a form of opportunity.
Yeah.
And while the people who are in America feel like it's theirs and theirs only, so, like, that's kind of a conflict of interest that stays. And you know, when Trump was elected, like, everyone knew that that wasn't supposed to happen, but, like, what happened there?
Yeah.
You know, like,
I'm just praying that, you know, as I get better with my podcast and hopefully my voice gets out there, that things do change, because there's so much going on here, like, between, like, police brutality and all those things. Like, people, you can record yourself being harassed or anything by a police officer and nothing is done. They're not fired or anything. They just give them paid vacation.
For real?
Yeah. There have been so many incidents here where black men and women have been killed, or they have been, like, thrown on the ground and choked. And you can hear the police officer saying that, like, they'll choke them and kill them, but nothing happens to them.
Like, I have seen the videos where people are harassed, but I was always thinking that something was happening, like the police officers who were behind the harassment were executed or something. I don't know.
No.
I didn't think about that.
Happened. Even there was one incident with the school shooting where the white boy, they actually took him out for lunch the same day.
Yeah, I think I heard of that.
After he shot the school.
Uh-huh.
They took him out, like, before, like, taking him in.
So, do you feel America is racist?
Very much.
And, wait, let me ask you, are you a person of color?
Yes, I am.
So, like, you can blatantly say that you are discriminated?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's me personally.
Uh-huh.
Say, speaking for my race, like, black people in general, I feel like we've always been picked out of the bunch, but now more than ever, it's coming back. And I feel like, honestly, I can only, you know, say my opinion on things. I feel like,
of course,
things got worse once Trump became president, because people think they can do anything now and talk to you any kind of way. And it's clear that they can get away with it, because nothing is being done when they do these things, when they commit these crimes. Like, you have to think about it from a black person's point of view. If a black person were to go to shoot up a school right now here in America, they would kill that black person on site. They would not try to escort him or her out of the building. They would kill him. But they take extreme precaution when it's a white person, and they make sure, like, okay, let's make sure we get them out of here safely after they've done something so horrific like that.
Like, this seems like a huge double standards on the part of the government and the country.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, it has gotten worse since Trump became president.
Yeah. There's been way more school shootings since he's been president. There's been way more police brutality. There's been a lot of changes here. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and make it seem like, you know, just black people are being picked out of the bunch. Because you have Hispanics who are being picked out of the bunch,
too. Of course, of course.
Yeah, you know, other races are suffering as well. But I feel like the issue for me right now is making sure that the world really understands, like, the Black Lives Matter movement. Because they try to make black people feel bad for that movement. But it's like, we know all lives matter. We know that.
Yep, yep.
We want people to know that Black Lives Matter as well.
As well, yes, yes, of course.
We're seeing black kids being killed by the cops for having a phone in their hand and they're mistaking it for a gun. We need cops who have better training.
Yes.
People who don't get ahead of their positions and stuff like that.
There's of course.
That could be changed.
I actually like something that's relevant to this conversation. I actually listened to this one track by J. Cole, you know.
Mm-hmm. 1985 is my fave.
So, like, did you listen to the entire album?
I listened to some songs. I didn't listen to the whole album yet.
There was this one where he actually described a shooting about police brutality in which a kid was killed right in front of his sister, you know? Oh, and that kind of really got to me.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of incidents like that where people have been killed in front of a loved one or anything. I think his name was Phelan, something like that. I don't really want to pronounce it wrong. But
let me tell you, like, you should listen to this track. It's called Window Pane. It's in the KOD album.
Okay, I'm going to definitely listen to that.
Like, it was hella deep, you know, like, it describes a lot about the black. I think I'm getting a perspective about the black community from the hip hop music more, I guess.
Yeah, and see, that's why I try to like say the things I say, because black artists, they fail to realize they have the voice to speak for the black community by themselves, just by
exactly
the they put out. So when guys, when male artists are sitting here saying "bitch this, hoe that," negatively about women, but when you say positive things, it has a way better impact. Like, instead of calling women out of their name, why not uplift women like Tupac did?
Exactly, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Why put women down when we've already been put down?
These, you know, like Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, man, these people are really bringing some good stuff out there.
Yeah.
So you listen to a lot of hip hop.
For me?
You listen to a lot of hip hop.
Not from this generation. I love 90s. So I listen to a lot of 90s, maybe some 80s, early 2000s, but
all right. So you listen to, I guess then, Pac, Biggie, Jigga.
Yeah.
Like Nas,
VJ, yeah, Nas, Lauryn Hill.
Missy Elliott.
Yeah, I love Missy Elliott. My mom makes fun of me for that.
Yeah, like Missy Elliott. I started loving Missy Elliott ever since her song was featured in the Deadpool movie, you know.
Love her videos. They were so creative. Like, she made me love all more than what
I guess they were really different for her era.
Yeah.
This was different. So, like, wait. What was I gonna say? Fuck, I forgot.
Oh, I'm sitting here trying to clean up and talk. I should never left this popsicle in my window.
Why do you have a popsicle in your window?
Look, I was eating a popsicle and look, I was sleepy, so I fell asleep and the popsicle fell on my hand and fell into the window.
So like you were looking out the window and eating a popsicle and you slept on the window pane and What? I don't understand this.
I guess I get it from my mom. My mom falls asleep everywhere too, so.
Like, really?
Rising family.
Americans are weird.
Play my window with some bleach so these freaking ants could go away.
Like, how long have you been using this app, though?
I've only had it probably for like a few weeks, probably like almost a month now.
I see. Like, I downloaded this about 2 days ago, I guess. I'm really having fun talking to a lot of people here.
Yeah, I need to start doing my podcast more because I only did like 4 or 5 and then like I stopped because I've been sharing on my podcast too about like what I've been going through. But I recently found out I have 2 more sisters. So I'm supposed to be meeting my older sister for the first time this year in the summer.
Uh-huh.
Dad.
That's kind of that must come as a shock right now.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Thank God. I thought like you weren't supposed to ask women their age or they would get pissed off, but that was a good reaction.
I don't really mind the whole age thing. Just the number.
Cool. So like 20 years and now you find out that you have 2 sisters.
Yeah, I already knew about 2 of them, but then I found out more, and I have a little brother, so I'm going to meet him this year, and I never see my
like, dad. I wish you good luck with it. I think we're about to cut off. Like, it was really good talking to you. I look forward to talking to you again.